When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Hello, my name is BJ Berry from Berlin. Welcome to 100 Music Legends, with the stories of the 100 most important songs that you most definitely should know. Today we feature the song Let It Be by the Beatles.
Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Yeah, there will be an answer. Let it be, let it be.
And as a certified Beatles fan, there are a few issues here. This song evolved at a time when everything with the Beatles was about to break apart, and that with such a great song as Let It Be. Anyone who has ever seen the recording session documentary of Let It Be the album, by the way, that film is unfortunately almost impossible to find today, but if you've seen it, during the recordings we have four friends who were actually just tearing each other apart. The idea for the album came from Paul McCartney, who is also the composer of Let It Be. They wanted to go back to the basics as a countermodel to Sgt. Pepper. Four boys from Liverpool, just a normal little rock and roll band. The goal was to record as many songs as possible live, like in the Star Club back in the days in Hamburg. One could even compare it to their old rock and roll songs that are still available on bootleg today. It was just four guys having fun, 8 to 10 years before Let It Be, on their live sets. But the atmosphere in the studio was so bad that the so-called silent Beatle, George Harrison, used a group dynamic trick. George said, "We just invited someone from the outside in addition to the sessions. Then everyone will be on their best behavior, right?" Well, that worked out just fine. In fact, that nice guy was keyboard player Billy Preston. Not only did he bring the almost hopeless musical project into a positive direction, but the Beatles also treated each other with more respect. Despite everything, the tension could be felt everywhere. For example, in the comments of John Lennon regarding the new song by his songwriting buddy Paul. The song contained religious references, which one could assume led again and again to scathing comments from the Angel of Peace himself, John Lennon. One of them can also be heard on the final release of the album back in 1970.
And now we'd like to do all the angels come.
In this context, certainly not an appreciative statement. But the religious reference is really easy to establish. When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me. One kind of knows where that journey leads. You might think so, but you simply have to ask the lyricist himself. He likes to say that he had a really bad time at the end of the 1960s. While all of the other Beatles led a relatively orderly life with their wives and/or their girlfriends in spacious London suburbs, Paul was one of the most sought-after bachelors with a villa in the middle of London. For a time, Paul was with his longtime girlfriend, Jane Asher, a British actress, and their things hadn't really gone well for some time. She had been away on a lot of engagements, and he was mostly at home in London with drugs, superstardom, and girls, girls, girls. In other words, Paul was having a grand old time, but that didn't really serve him well. And then, one evening, he went to bed, fell asleep, And
in the dream, my mother came in to me. So when someone who you've lost comes back to you in a dream, it's a miraculous moment, you know, because you're with them. And so it was really nice, you know, because there's my mom, and oh, mom, you know. She said, just let it be. I went, I felt great.
It should be said, Paul McCartney's mom, a freelance nurse, died of cancer when Paul was 14. He and his younger brother Michael were raised by their father alone. And the fact that John Lennon had also lost his mother at a very early age in his life most certainly built a strong bond between John Lennon and Paul McCartney. Paul got up the next morning after the dream, remembered it immediately, and sat down at the piano. Writing Let It Be was almost like channeling for him. The dream had been so impressive, and the answer to his problems were so conclusive. Just let it be as it is. Don't question. Don't speculate. And, of course, the song also has a message towards John, George, and Ringo. Paul was the one who was in constant turmoil with the others at the time. It was about their manager. Since the actual manager, Brian Epstein, had taken his own life, the flagship Beatles had sailed relatively helpless through the sea of the music business. Paul had taken a lot of those tasks. John had far too much to do with himself, but he kept complaining. Finally, a shady figure, Alan Klein from New York, appeared on stage. A guy who had treated a lot of other bands very badly. He wanted to earn money with the Beatles. He promised them the sky, and Paul was totally against it. That fact alone made Alan Klein extremely likable for John Lennon. Just what exactly was going on with this once inseparable friendship? McCartney himself liked the song Let It Be extremely well. On the tapes, you can even hear him saying to the others on the first take, "This number will blow your socks off." It is orchestrated very sparingly. Paul plays the piano, so John takes over the bass. Ringo on drums, and George solo guitar. Then you add the magic ingredient of Billy Preston on the Hammond organ. But that's not all. While recording the chorus, Paul wanted to add another voice to the choir of John and George, an extremely high voice. But he couldn't get that high, and nor could the others. And because his new girlfriend, his new flame, Linda Eastman, was in the studio, he asked her if she could do that. And she tried it out, and she realized that she could do it. It was almost like magic for the harmony of the song. It later became the signature sound for his future band, Paul McCartney and Wings, of course featuring Linda McCartney.
What does she get for all the love she gave you? There on the ladder.
And somehow, Let It Be for Paul was always connected to Linda. At her funeral services when Linda died of breast cancer in 1998, Let It Be was played. However, the fact that a woman was on one of their recordings was not a novelty. Lennon had had his new flame and constant companion, Yoko Ono, sing a line for the song The Continuing Story of Bungalow Bill on the White Album a year earlier.
That when he looked so fierce,
his mommy petted him.
Let It Be was a pre-release single for the Beatles and officially their last album. It was released on March 6, 1970. For the single, George Harrison went into the studio to record a new solo. So we have a single solo. And then we have an album solo. You also have to talk about the different versions of the album. After the recordings were finished, they avoided each other. The sessions had been too nerve-wracking, so no mixes had been done. But Alan Klein, that new manager, took the tapes on his own to the USA, where star producer Phil Spector was supposed to do the mixing. Spector was known for his wall-of-sound production style. A lot of arrangement, a lot of instruments, and actually diametrically opposed and a contradiction to the basic idea of the album. He added tons of strings, horns, choirs, and Paul McCartney especially hated the mix. So much so that in cooperation with Ringo, he re-released Let It Be naked in 2003. And he said, this is the album it was intended to be. And there you can hear the difference enormously. What Spector did with Across the Universe, for example, is bad. But it's an even worse catastrophe on the long and winding road. Take a listen to the Spector version.
Don't keep me waiting here. Lead me to your home.
And now listen to the naked version.
Don't leave me standing here.
One could say for Spector, much too much icing on the cake. Thank God that today we can listen to all of the various versions of all of these wonderful songs. Before we let you go, may we suggest that you go and listen to the song Let It Be in all of its various forms, and then you can be the judge. And we'd like to remind you to subscribe to our podcast. Check out our playlist on Apple Music and Spotify. And while you're there, make a song suggestion. Go to 100greatsongs.com. Have fun with those four lads from Liverpool, Paul, John, George, and Ringo, also known as the Beatles. We'll see you in a while.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hey, folks, it's Mark Maron from WTF. I've been talking to all kinds of famous people in my garage since 2009, including a sitting president.
You know, I don't imagine you were flying in here on the chopper thinking like, you know, I am nervous about Mark.
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, that's good.
That would be a problem.
It would be a problem.
If the president was feeling stressed about
coming to my garage.
Coming to your garage.
And now there's even more WTF when you subscribe to the full Marin to get weekly bonus content and all WTF episodes ad-free. Listen to WTF wherever you get podcasts and subscribe to the full Marin at go.acast.com/WTF.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.